Hold the seed now in the palm of your hand. Notice its shape. See how it feels in your skin. Is it rough or smooth? Is it soft? Notice the weight of this tiny seed. Now, think of a sunflower. What color is it? How does it make you feel? Imagine now a sunflower. Imagine yourself now standing beside a sunflower on a bright summer's day. The air is heavy with the humming of bees as butterflies play in the air about you. Imagine now standing and looking up into the face of this sunflower. It is large and tall, taller even than you are. Try to sense what the scent could be. Is it sweet? Notice the many colors on the petals of the sunflower. Notice how strong and steady it seems on its firm stem. Look now to the roots of the sunflower. Notice the point where the sunflower touches the earth. Breathe in now and allow your mind to follow these roots, imagining their journey down deep into the earth. How far do they go? Notice how steady and strong the sunflower feels from down here beneath the earth. Notice how the roots get smaller and finer, becoming almost like threads as they reach into the soil to find the minerals and nutrition that this sunflower needs to grow. Notice how at the tiny, thin edges of these smallest roots, it is even hard to tell where the soil begins and where the roots end. Notice now all the tiny creatures that live in the soil. A slow and careful earthworm curls around the roots and reaches through the soil on his journey. Notice how the earth is teeming with life. Feel this life beneath your feet. Allow your mind now to follow these roots up so that we are back above ground. Take a step back and consider this sunflower again. All in your mind's eye, notice how much space this sunflower fills in its fullest size. Notice how the head of the flower turns to follow the light of the sun from morning to evening. In your mind's eye, as if in a time-lapse movie, imagine the sun rising in the east. As the sunflower opens her petals and follows the sun on her path through the chariot of the sky to set in the west. See the turning head of the sunflower and its standing strong roots, standing tall to witness the sun. Breathing now and thinking in yourself, your own path, your life and challenges. You too need strong foundations to steady like a sunflower. Think of your own two feet and where they touch the earth below. Breathing in now, imagine a warm feeling of support and positive energy flow up through your feet and into your legs, curling around your knees, up into your body, like a warm embrace from Mother Earth. Feel now how you too have roots. Think of all the special places in nature that you like to go to. Imagine yourself there now. Think about how being in one of these special places for you makes you feel. If you don't have a special place already, consider what you might really like to visit. It could be a forest, or a beach, or along by a river, or in a garden or park. Breathe in the clear air now as you imagine the sounds and smells of your special place. What do you see? What can you hear? What do you feel? Consider for a moment, what is it about this place that nourishes you? What do you like about this place? Why wouldn't you choose to come here? What does it give you that makes you feel so good? Just breathing in now, feeling the embrace of this special place. Absorbing all that you need from this place. And then slowly and gently allowing the vision to fade. Feel again the sunflower seed resting in your hand. Consider all that this seed needs to grow into its full expression as a sunflower. What does it need? Warmth and sunlight. Water. It too needs to be safe from harm. This seed will need a nourishing environment, some soil or compost, room to grow. Just like we are needing our own space to arrive at our full potential, the sunflower will not survive long hiding in the shade of other plants. Imagine now that you've already planted your sunflower seed. Acknowledge that you will need patience. The first stirrings of growth will happen far under the dark soil. There will be nothing to see until the first shoot bravely reaches up through the surface of the soil towards the light. Like you, this seed is going to be totally transformed in its process of growing. Once the seed starts to grow, it can never become a seed again. It keeps growing until it creates seeds of its own, hundreds of seeds. You have learned so much in growing up. The tiny sunflower seedling will have to really have courage to push up into the unknown world. It too must grow from bud into blossom. Holding the tiny seed in your hand, let us begin to gently and silently tell it of its journey. Imagine the beautiful flower that it is going to become. Let us be part of this journey, the journey of this tiny sunflower seed. It cannot make it out into the world without you. Close your eyes again. promising the little seed as you hold it on your heart that you will care for it and look after it. Give the seed a final squeeze as you breathe in all your wishes for it to grow into the world. Breathe out and say thank you in the heart, in your heart, for this tiny sunflower seed. Feel the gratitude of all the bees and other creatures saying a big thank you to you for caring enough to grow it, so that they have plenty of food and happiness. Now, holding this small seed in your hand, feeling your feet on the earth, and gently open your eyes.